Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And we're back. It's just me and Dalton today.
Lo and behold.
Amanda has some mommy duties. So shout out to her. But yeah, we're back. Episode 230.
No, 229.
I thought 229 was last week.
Yeah, we were wrong.
Oh, fuck. So we're
229.
Episode 229 of the Step Brothers Podcast. It's your host with the most, Chris Minor, a.k.a. Dino Spumoni, extra cheese and pepperoni, you feel me? A.k.a. talk to me nice, you heard? A.k.a. young Chris Kringle, the gift that keeps on giving, you know what I'm saying? The bad boy of Goodwill, who thinks I'm currently out of town. That's a conversation for later, though. Young Wick James, you know what I'm saying? Young Wikipedia, you feel me? Hugo's Boss, you know what I'm saying? What's up, Dalton?
Hugo's Boss.
Yeah, that's my shirt. That's Hugo Boss today.
Okay. Oh, it's good, you know, just living this dad life, dad
yes,
over
sir.
Here.
Yes, sir.
We had a little rough week last week. We're all pretty much back to normal now. I had a little sinus infection myself this week, but... We rise, we prevail.
We rise and we prevail.
Rating's been good, though.
That's good. And you want to elaborate on your week at all? Anything outside of the...
I mean, really, it was just dealing with the sickness. Like,
yeah.
Because he had hand and foot mouth disease. Then he, when he got over it, Shelby got it.
Yeah.
And so her face is breaking out. She has... Stuff over her hands. And that's finally, like, going away on her face.
Yeah.
But then I got a sinus infection. I'm thinking it's probably, he probably, like, got it to me somehow from daycare or whatever. Yeah. But never had a fever or anything, but I was definitely congested, and I was coughing like a motherfucker. Definitely was hard to sleep.
I bet.
Yeah, so that's always the hardest part. Like, during the day, I'm like, whatever. But, like, at night, you got to keep getting up.
Yeah.
Blowing your nose, spitting shit out your throat.
There was a point in time.
Even NyQuil didn't.
Like, right before we moved into the apartments, where I was getting upper, like, respiratory infections. It'll only happen, like, when I'm laying down and, like, all the congested, when I get up. It was fucking crazy. But I figured I got it from, like, doing coke.
Very possible.
Probably, like, using dirty keys or some shit. Yeah, that's probably what gave me my shit. But it's crazy that, I guess nobody from Raiders Daycare listens to the podcast, but, like,
no.
It's just wild to me that kids... Young kids at that go somewhere, you know, you're paying this money for these people to, you know, teach your kids, feed your kids, interact with other kids, and they don't, like, properly sanitize the fucking, even though, you know, I'm sure the infection was, like, from house to kid, kid to school situation, but still, it'll make me feel better as a nigga that don't pay shit for the school to know, like, they sanitize, like, twice a week
Look,
or something.
I'm just going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
This happens in every daycare in America. There's... Because kids be nasty.
Yeah.
You could literally spray sanitize everything in the room.
Yeah.
And the first thing motherfucking kid going to do is they're going to throw some on the ground, pick it up, put it in their mouth.
Yeah.
they're going to go outside and play, right?
Yeah. They're going
to come back in. They're going to take their own shoe off and bite it.
Yeah.
The kids don't know any better.
This is true. I can't argue that.
So, like, and then kids don't know when, like, I mean, obviously the kid didn't know. Like, the problem with hand-foot-mouth disease is the symptoms don't show up immediately. So, mm-hmm. like, the kid could have had it, not been feeling any invisible, then it already spread everywhere, mm-hmm. which is what happened.
Like that episode of Bernie Mac.
Yes.
You saw the episode?
Yeah. So, great like, episode.
Rest in peace, Bernie Mac.
So, like, I think it's 15 years today.
Or
yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's crazy, 15 years.
RIP to the God.
But, yeah, it's just, yeah, I don't know, really, I mean, and they're that's a small daycare, like, the sample size is very small. But
right.
Like, it's just, imagine if you're in a daycare that goes from his age all the way up to fifth grade or something, like,
yeah,
that'd be
yeah.
even worse.
Hell yeah.
You got all these feet pitter-patter around, like, yeah, it's just part of it. That's how they build their
people letting dogs kiss them in the
that's,
mouth.
That's how kids build up their immune system. Though.
I can't believe I fell for that. Dogs have the cleanest mouths. Shit. I never was a huge dog person, but
yeah, the dogs got a clean. I don't know why anybody would believe.
Yeah,
that.
Come on, man.
These they lick their ass.
Yeah, come on, man. What the fuck are we talking about, people?
The only thing I know for sure,
that was white propaganda.
The only thing I know for sure about dogs,
because they
in their mouth,
mm-hmm.
is that their saliva has like a healing factor. That's why they lick their wounds. That's the only reason.
Okay,
that's one thing I do know.
Right. Okay. Well.
So if a dog, if it's real, if a dog sees an open wound, they will lick it.
Yeah.
Because they're like,
yeah,
they think it's gonna heal. Yeah. But interesting. That, but not like
yeah.
Kiss my face.
Right. That shit wild.
I let him. I mean,
yeah,
my like, dogs. I let him lick my hand.
Yeah, that shit's fine. But like, nah, all that other shit is a little weird for me. It's a little too much. Yeah, my week was. I don't really remember. Work as usual. A lot of trials and tribulations there. But my parents did go out of town. Last week.
Yeah.
So that gave me the opportunity to.
This is where you started?
Yeah, of course. This is the only thing that matters. To let my hair down.
Yeah.
I invited a couple people over. Invited, you know, y'all over. Y'all as in you and Amanda. Neither one of y'all showed up. Katie also. She did not show up. That's fine.
Man, I just said my family was sick. What are you
talking
about?
I know. Everybody got. Reasons. I'm not upset. I'm not holding anybody.
No.
I'm just saying, like, you know, it was also Sean Trez's birthday last week too. So all of that kind of worked out for us to quickly. It wasn't really anything to like prepare. Like, you know, I had to clean the pool, shit like that. Made burgers. Burgers were a hit. As usual, I invited my coworkers.
It looked like a good turnout.
It was. I actually was like, this is a little
too heavy.
Yeah, but like everybody brought liquor. Ryan brought the cooler full of the mini bottle. We all got drunk. Coworkers had a great time. Invited the Lowe's crew as well. Shout out to them. By the way, I'm definitely gonna need you to help me write my speech for their wedding. I just really need a. How to formulate it, right? Because I got the words. I just don't know how to put it together. You know what I'm saying?
Something.
Hey. We can't keep bringing. I mean, we can because it was funny. I really thought I was going to freestyle that shit. It did not work. But, we all went swimming, played games, got drunk. One of my coworkers' boyfriend was about to leave early, and she was going to stay. And I was like, yo, bro, why are you leaving? And he was like, oh, man, my mom, she got the dogs. I don't want to leave them. It's just her or whatever. Like, I think he said his pops was out of town, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, shit, go get them and bring them. Like, fuck it. And he, sure enough, he brought his two dogs to the crib. They run it all outside and shit. But, yeah, it was a good time. Great time. I didn't have to clean up anything. Somebody did that for me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, very nice of this. That very nice. I don't know how deep I could get. I had some situations happening. You know what I'm saying? Like I had a couple women there that I had dealings with.
There we go.
I didn't really know until it was too late that. Some of them would be there. I knew someone was there because I invited them personally. But the other two, I was like, how am I finna play this out? So I did what I do best. I worked the room. Didn't stay in one place too long.
Yeah.
Didn't give nobody too much attention. I was like, yo, y'all got to understand. We working here. We are working. But yeah, it was a great turnout. Ryan got fucked up as usual. Yo, the crazy thing, right? I was so fucking drunk. I didn't even realize what I was saying until like 2 days later. But we were in the pool, and I guess Ryan was telling my coworkers that I work with now that we call him the bodyguard for the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But what I heard was that he's my bodyguard for the podcast.
Okay.
So my coworkers were like, Chris, he's your bodyguard for real? I was like, hell yeah, I got a lot of enemies. You don't understand. Like, niggas will be dead out here. You feel me?
Okay.
And they were like, oh, wow. And I was like, I text Ryan Monday. I was like, nigga, you told them you were my bodyguard? He was like, no, I told them that that's what y'all call me. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, I put some extra sauce on that anyways.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Of course. You know what I'm saying? I did that. Yeah. But like I said, it was a great time. I don't know when I'll be able to have the opportunity to do that again. So I'm glad it was a good turnout and there was nothing broken, no fights, no arguments, no nothing. I saw a couple, well, only one of my coworkers is leaving. She's going to be a pharmacy technician. So This was like her last week. So it was good that she got out and got to mingle with, you know, the coworkers and shit outside of work. So that was dope. But yeah, great time. That was pretty much like the highlight of my week, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to top that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was so about my job thinking that I was supposed to be in Atlanta. I was supposed to go to Atlanta up until like the very last minute. I realized I didn't have an ID.
Yeah.
Because I lost my wallet several weeks ago, and I just ordered another one. So
the bitch still in here?
Yeah, it came, but it's a little too late now.
Well, I know that. Yeah. But I'm saying I'm just making sure you
yeah,
got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it came. Okay. It came. I got it. It's secure. For now.
Yeah,
I was supposed to go to Atlanta to take my niece to college. I'm very upset that I wasn't able to go, but she had stopped by the house Sunday.
Yeah. Did she?
Yeah. Her and her parents. And well, my parents weren't back yet. My parents didn't come back till Monday. So I guess they thought my parents were here. Like,
okay.
I don't know who my parents told they were going out of town. I don't know. They didn't tell me till Tuesday. So I just started forming my plans if my mom told me at 12 o'clock that they was going to Mississippi, at 12:05, I was forming the plan for the party Saturday.
Yeah.
Tuesday was a great day for me. So very energetic when I walked into work. Everybody said that.
Doo, 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 doo. Yeah.
How you doing, brother? All right. Good to see you. But yeah, they stopped by and we said our goodbyes. It was very sad, bro. Like, for me, I don't know about, like, I'm sure it was for her too.
See, the thing with, it's definitely going to hit you because, like, you're actually, like, you're going out there.
Yeah.
It'll really hit Caitlin whenever she gets fully moved in, her parents leave.
Yeah.
And then it's that time to, like, go to orientation. She's going to be like, wow, I'm really in this bitch.
Yeah.
Like, solo dolo, I'm in this bitch.
Yeah. We had hugged and I was like, remember what I told you? And she was like, what'd you tell me? And I was like, just remember. I didn't tell her anything. She's always been like,
nah,
good.
She's like mega smart.
Yeah, she's good. But I do plan to use PTO to go out there just like on my own.
Yeah.
Not on my own, you know, probably like my cousins or something.
Mm-hmm.
We all just shoot down there and spend, you know, the weekend with her. I'm sure her parents are going to go down there frequently.
Yeah.
But,
because those flights are fairly inexpensive.
But I was supposed to go out there to move her out, the ID situation. So my boss was like, so are you going to go? Are you not going to go? And I thought about it. I was like, I really just need this time off to just be, because I haven't had a break.
Bruh, it's important.
Yeah, for real. And then
sometimes it's good to just do nothing.
Yeah, bro. And
that's what we did for our anniversary. Yeah. It was great.
I don't know how you feel about it. You probably are more like, hell yeah, about it than I am, I guess. But like, I have a hard time not doing nothing. Like, even when you called me today and I was like working on beats, I knew yesterday I wasn't in the mood to make beats. But it was just like, let me sit here, do something.
It took a long time to get to the point where it's like, I got okay with just like lounging. Because like, I'll be like, oh, since I have this free time, I can catch up on X, Y, Z. Right. Or like, I'm doing chores or something
right.
But it's good to just sometimes just do nothing. Like, it's like, that's definitely like a full recharge. It's like self-care. Like, you're just like, I'm just going to literally not worry about nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear drawers all day.
Right. Type shit.
And that's what me and my wife did. We did a couple things, but, like, we went out to eat and things like that. But, like, we weren't worried about shit. Like, we had from the morning we dropped Raiden off to when we had to pick him up, it was all free time. So, like, that's what we need. So, which is why I'm trying to have this trip for my birthday as well, to kind of have that a moment as well, to have all the guys get together.
Yeah, and just do that carefree.
And just do whatever.
God, dumb shit. Jackass part 4.
I don't know about all that.
I'm definitely going full. I'm going full retard. Yeah, it's hard for me to do it right now.
It's not easy for a lot of people, though.
It's fucking infuriating, too. But even today, like when we were on the phone earlier and I got that text about work, and I was like, I'm finna tell them I'm catching an earlier flight to come back to work. I literally, like, that was my, I even had to text my friend and ask her, like, yo, should I do this? And she was like, you definitely need to just relax.
Yes.
Bro. And I was like, okay, I'll do that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I told you. I said, ain't nothing you can do about it right now. Enjoy your time, man.
So, yeah, I plan on continuing and not doing nothing.
Because
so.
The point of the fact of the matter is, if you do something or do nothing, the result will be the same. The world will keep spinning.
That's a fact.
So,
that is a fucking fact.
So, I mean, it is what it is. It's okay to do nothing sometimes.
Yeah. I guess I just hate being like that, but yeah, I got to get over that. So last week in the beginning of this week, I want to say it might have been the beginning of this week, we had a couple of like heartfelt losses in the culture.
Yeah.
I know Pee Wee Herman had passed. Pee Wee's Big House, wasn't that what it was called? His little... Something like that, right? He had that show, right?
The show, yeah. And then Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah, I know he had the movie.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say a niche crowd, but, like, his time was, like, late 90s, early 2000s, and then he kind of went away.
That was late 80s, early 90s, bro.
Really?
Yes.
I thought the movie came out, like, early 2000s.
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
The movie. We talking about the movie, right?
Yes.
I could have sworn that shit came out. Maybe it was like 99, Chris. 98, 99. Maybe you're right. I'm thinking 98. You're right. I'm thinking 98.
The movie came out 1985, cuz.
What?
I told you, man. This movie old as bitch.
Maybe because that's when I first watched it. I thought this shit was new. He only got one movie? About that?
Like, the Big Adventure is one movie. It's directed by Tim Burton.
Shout out to Tim Burton.
Fun fact.
Interesting. Okay, well, I was wrong about the dates, y'all, but... I definitely remember
his last appearance was Pee-wee's Big Holiday in 2016. That was a Netflix movie. I do remember that one. Yeah,
word. He started doing like shows and shit though. Like, wasn't he in like The Flash or something as well?
Here, I'm gonna read his stuff off to you.
I know he was doing
his
stuff
very first appearance was in The Dating Game in 1979. Mm. Then Cheech and Chong's next movie.
Okay.
Then Pee-wee Herman Show, Madam's Place. Then he did a couple TV shows, Lily for President, Cheeseball Presents, Reggie's Christmas, Saturday Night Live, then Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Pee-wee's Playhouse was 1986 to 1990, that's the show.
Okay.
Back to the Beach, 227 Dolly, Big Top Pee-wee, Sesame Street,
okay,
Moonwalker, Pee-wee's Playhouse Christmas Special, a lot of Night Tonight shows. Conan, WrestleMania. These are all like the
appearances.
Pee Wee Herman. And then Paul Rubin is the guy's name.
Mm-hmm.
His work is pretty
extensive.
Extensive.
He was in The Flash, though, right?
The show.
I know I'm not making that up.
Let me go to the more current stuff.
I know I'm not making that up.
He was in Gotham.
Okay, Gotham. Right.
He was in Gotham.
I knew he was in
He was in 3 episodes of the Gotham. He was in American Dad.
Nice.
But the he did a shit. He's quite extensive. A lot of voice work, obviously.
I do remember watching the film and all that. Maybe in the 90s, but we lost Pee Wee, so rest in peace to him.
70 years old.
Then one that caught, I believe, everyone off guard, I guess, was Angus Cloud.
Yeah.
He starred in Euphoria. I got into that show later than everybody else. People kept telling me to watch it, and I was like, I finally watched it. I was like, hell yeah.
And he's one of the best characters.
Yeah. Fez. What's his name? Fez?
Yeah. And then, he was not, he's not a trained actor.
Right.
And they just was like, when they brought him to the, for the audition or whatever, they were just like, yo, he is the character.
Yeah. They said he got discovered by his agent. He was just walking down the street or something and never like, yo, you
like,
look
like you like, fit yeah, like yeah. this character.
Yeah. Also, Ridge had just.
He was young.
Ridge told me that he had a head injury as a kid or something.
Yeah, there's a scar on his head. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why his speech is a little drawn out or whatever. But yeah, he was a cool. I mean, from interviews and the show and shit, it's fashion even seemed like a cool guy. Saw a lot of his peers speaking very candidly about him.
Yeah, he was 25.
Yeah, man. I guess a lot of people assume that he was suicidal. He had also lost his father like a week prior.
Yeah, so the week before he lost his father. And they said he took it, really, really hard.
Right. But his mother ended up making a post saying he was not suicidal.
Yeah.
He had took some stuff, and he was working on his art or whatever. He went to sleep, and he just didn't wake up.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't believe it was on purpose. But it's still, I'm sure he had a bright future ahead of him.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows what other things he could have been doing or had in the works, you know what I'm saying? So. RIP to that man as well. I got one more. That sounds so bad to say, but this man is iconic, bro. I personally only seen him in, I guess you could say 3 things, but he was in Scarface.
Yep.
I believe if I'm not mistaken, he killed Tony in Scarface. He the one who snuck up the back and popped that nigga. And he also obviously Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. He played Hector Salamanca. His name is Mark. I'm gonna fuck up his last name, Margulos, I believe. Man, especially at Breaking Bad for me, because the nigga couldn't talk.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Even before, the bell was important, but it was all face.
Yep,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you knew exactly if he was angry or if he felt something was sinister or whatever the fuck. Like, he was a great actor. And then, Better Call Saul, since it's like a precursor to Breaking Bad, we actually get to see how he ended up in the wheelchair and his energy towards the fucking cartel. Like, everything. Like, he was phenomenal actor.
The cop said in the episode, he's like, he's a straight OG, bro. He didn't tell you shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a phenomenal actor, man. So RIP to that man too, man.
And then Boomhauer.
Yeah, that was today, bro.
Voice actor passed away today.
Yeah, the voice actor for Boomhauer, man. A fucking Texas legend. I saw somebody said he was a love Boomhauer, great TV dad, a lot of people said. Depending on how you look at it. He was. Loved his wife.
It's a great show, though.
Phenomenal show. Phenomenal for season
especially
one.
Especially people here.
Yeah.
It fits right in.
Yeah, hell yeah. Propane. I'm in Texas, bro. Yeah. Facts. But RIP to that man as well, man. There's a lot going on in this world, bro. A lot. But on a sweeter side of things, if you will, Sweet Home Alabama, man. A lot of history there in Alabama. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. All right.
They said that that particular dock or whatever is where the slave ships came to drop off the slaves, man. Yep. And our ancestors bought... Our ancestors might have possessed our people that day, brother, because it was a fucking brawl.
That video has everything going on.
Everything, bro.
It escalates
quickly.
I think it's, it reminds me of, like, if you see, like, a video of, like, if you, like, throw, like a cheetah or something, like an ant pile, you see how the fast.
Yeah.
That's literally what happened. And he threw up the hat like a best.
Yeah.
But if you don't know what we're talking about.
Over the weekend, I guess.
Yeah, I'm assuming it was.
It was at a dock, a pier, whatever you want to call it, in Alabama. Apparently, the security or the guy who works the dock was like, told these people that they couldn't park their boat right there because they had a little ferry coming in, and that's where the ferry parked. And the people told him, like, fuck off, we're not moving or whatever. So he went up to the boat, tried to untie it from the joints and, like, push it off so the thing could pull up. And the people that owned that boat didn't appreciate that very much, so they started jumping them. Then it was like, I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know. Niggas just started not running, dog. This is very important. They started skipping.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody over the week, I know if y'all got Twitter, y'all seen this, and y'all heard I've this seen already.
Multiple angles.
Yeah. It is net. I found out about skipping early, probably like junior high.
Yeah.
Seventh grade. Saw niggas skipping to a fight. Yeah. I was like, oh, these niggas are excited to be somebody up. Like, I'm not violent in that way, so I never thought to skip to a nigga to fight. These niggas start skipping.
Not even only skipping.
They're
started
skipping.
Started swimming.
Yeah. Oh, no. Nigga that was they said that guy is like, that kid is like 19 years old, bro. He need to go join the fucking Olympics or something, bro.
That boy did not let anything stop him. He went through the water.
Very determined, bro. He hopped off the boat that was coming to the dock.
Swam over there. And started catching hands.
Bro, they said he threw a 22-piece, bro. He was really he was dropping beams on
this was for sure. A very, very funny week on Twitter.
Nah, bro, it was crazy.
The folding chair is just
look
legendary.
Then another guy somewhere, I think where the fuck was it? Like Chicago or somewhere. He used a folding chair on a white guy, beating the fuck out that nigga. I will say this though. Women were out there throwing hands, like all that shit. I'm like, you didn't have to whack the lady over the head. But at the same time, fuck it, nigga. We out here. But ain't like, no rules,
imagine,
bro.
Imagine this, the heat of the moment, the chaos.
You just
hit any white person. Yeah. Basically, is what's real. Going on.
I'm so glad you weren't out there, dog, because you probably would have got hit. Just being a boss there, then, like, you. I want you, nigga. Dog, like, I didn't.
Damn, I can just imagine myself, like watching it, like, drinking, like, a whiskey or something. And I'm just like, damn, what's going on out here? And they're like, hey, white boy, huh?
Nigga, sleep, nigga. Oh, my God, yeah. That was very wild on Twitter.
Yeah.
But of course, as they fucking do, the new blacks enter the chat and talk about we're not our ancestors. Look at my fucking God, bro.
Like we're not our ancestors. You catch these hand shirts and all shit. That.
This stupid. Anyways, yeah. Anyway,
yeah. The people also had a field day with that too.
Yeah. Tore her ass up. Yeah. I do appreciate that hands were thrown and it didn't escalate to any more.
Yeah,
violence.
They caught the fades and they walked away.
Nobody died.
Because you know what? That sends more of a message.
Yeah.
Okay, I beat your ass.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, like, because there's now, you know, you can't beat my ass. You know what happened if you try again.
Yeah.
And now, you look foolish.
Man, you know what I like? This video had me thinking, like, how do these people, like, go on with their lives after this? Like,
that's the point.
The people who got beat up, and the people that did the beating up, like, what happens next for them in their everyday lives? Like, so, oh, I saw you throwing hands. Fuck you. Or, oh, I saw you throwing hands. You a fucking hero.
They gonna get all matching uniforms now.
Well, yeah, nigga, we... Somebody said it was great to see the nigger Navy come full circle. Like, bro, that was going crazy on Twitter,
there was
bro.
Jokes for days, man.
Yeah, it was...
Shelby was watching, like, 2 days ago, like, all the videos. It was, like, a compilation, like, a compiled video of all the angles. And I was like, Shelby, they kept getting more and more angles, like, all the different footage. And then in one video, there was a guy just standing there, like, smiling at the camera.
Yeah.
I love all that shit, man.
Yeah, somebody said he knew he was going to be a part of history.
Yeah, that shit.
For sure.
That shit was fucking pandemonium, though.
Yeah, that shit crazy, bro. Fucking crazy.
We need shit like that.
Yeah, for real. It like, resets everything. Yeah. Almost. Like, all right, y'all, let's calm down with this. Do that shit in a small town talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see what just happened in the small town, nigga. These niggas got their ass whooped.
Yeah. on command.
Bro, that nigga hit that nigga with that chair, bro. I was like, oh, no, bro. Where's Judd Apatow when you need him, nigga? He could have killed him, bro.
Oh, yeah. He could have killed him.
Oh, bro.
Yeah,
oh,
great.
My God.
And then, inevitably, there's going to be some kind of movie or some episode about this.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. Oh, if Atlanta was still rolling, bro.
Oh,
like,
boy.
A show like Atlanta or Boondocks, of course, they would have, this shit would have been paired up, bro. Now niggas carry a chair. Oh, the comedy content behind this shit has also been, some of it's corny. I ain't going to lie.
Of course.
But some of it's been pretty good. So, I mean, all in all, I'm glad people found something to rally behind this week.
Smile about.
Yeah. For sure.
That was very funny.
For sure. For fucking sure. For sure.
What else happened?
I mean, we were part of that brawl at Corns. Well, we weren't a part of it. But, yeah, I don't know what I would do if some shit like that broke out in front. I feel like I would, like, try to sneak in a few licks.
I got people out of the way.
Yeah.
That's my, oh,
yeah,
my, yeah,
yeah.
That
yeah,
was
yeah,
my
yeah,
contribution.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this ain't my fight.
Oh, another thing that happened on Twitter. A lot of shit's happened. Obviously, Twitter's now the news, so you can't escape anything that happens.
Are you talking about X?
X. Oh, yeah, you're right. Fuck. X.
It's still Twitter, bro.
It's still Twitter.
It just has a black logo.
A black logo.
Yeah.
And there is no more retweets. It's reposts. Very interesting. Very good. So, your boy got his 10 years, man.
He's my boy?
Yeah. Yeah.
How is he my boy?
You don't fuck with Tory, bro?
You know this. What the fuck are you talking about? I have never, what?
I know. I wasn't really paying that much attention to it. I just see a couple of people that I knew that were paying attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
Are saying, man, okay, they thought he was going to get his numbers dropped on him like day one. Then day one turned to day two. Then day two turned to day three. And they were like, yo, people started getting a little worried. Like, what the fuck? Why are they dragging this out?
This shit is how this shit happens.
Yeah.
Because the deliberation already happened. He's guilty. Then you get held in county jail until your prison sentence gets established.
Well, yeah. So that's the thing. They were waiting on the sentencing, and it took three days for it to get.
But that's what happens, though. It's not immediate. But they're thinking of it because it's a celebrity. So they're morphed into it. But this is normal proceedings.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
And so, yeah, and it was split into two counts. So, yeah, 6 years and 4 years.
Mm.
For one was the assault, then one was the weapon.
Right.
So 6 and 4.
He is getting time served. I think he did like 200 and some days. But
Yeah, then he has like, I know, and then there's like a chance for early release once 85% of his time is completed.
Yeah, 80 to 85, yeah. I did hear that. But, I mean, hopefully he, if the things he tried to tell the judge are true about his drinking and all that shit and what led to the incident, I hope he does try to get help and not just, I don't know.
I don't give a fuck how long he got. Like, fuck, fuck all that shit. He did the shit, so you did. But I hope he does literally realize the position he was in,
mm-hmm.
and the stupidity of his actions,
right?
Because not only did he was involved in the incident, mm-hmm. regardless of how you feel about how truly Uvalde was, mm-hmm. regardless if he was involved with the incident, he gloated about it publicly for mm-hmm. a long time. Mm-hmm. And he got a lot of people to gloat with him mm-hmm. and shame this woman for, what was it, almost 2 years worth of time?
About that, yeah.
Like, if the cumulative total is about mm-hmm. almost two years of just talking shit.
Yeah.
So, like, this because there's two people with got prison sentences this week. Henry Ruggs, the receiver that had the
car accident.
He was found that he had alcohol in his system, mm-hmm. and he is 10 years in prison.
Yeah.
And
I thought it was like eight to ten.
8 to 10.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're gonna come back and have nothing.
Yeah, I think that's a little. That's not a lot of time. You know what I'm saying? For that, to me. But
regardless of how long you think that, like, 8 to 10 years,
it's a long time.
So, like, he's young. He'll come out, and he'll still be, he might still be in his 20s. I don't know exactly how old he is. He might just turn 30. Because I think he's, like, 21, 22, perhaps.
I don't know.
I think he's, because he was, like, a rookie, and then he only played one season. Mm. So, that's saying, these two people are prime examples. Like, mm-hmm. they both made huge mistakes.
Yeah. Torre was definitely at the height of his career.
Yeah, and I mean,
quarantine radio and all that shit. And,
like, just regardless of how, like, on the podium he was, like, he was living a good life.
Yeah.
And now you see how quickly those things could just go away. And now when he, and then, especially with music, 10 years, people go forget who that was. Unfortunately, that's what happens.
He's not
like, it's not like if like a superstar. Yeah,
no, I understand if it was like Drake or something.
They went to jail and came back out.
Like, I personally don't think people are going to forget about Torre just because of the gravity of the situation.
But 10 years, though.
Yeah, no.
I know when it's getting close for his release, they're going to be a whole thing where it's like, Tory Lanez is getting out of jail.
Nobody's probably going, like, you're right. If it's not like jokes, little jokes here and there throughout that time, he probably won't be talked about at this capacity, but forgotten about, I don't know about.
No, what I mean, yeah, because, like, you know, people move on, mm-hmm. so, like, he will be left.
Yeah,
and then all he has is time to think about this shit. So, like, and you know, it is what it is, and I don't know why people feel bad for him, but I get you don't want to. I understand from the lens of, like, you don't want to put a man in jail, and,
right?
But, like, it's just the dog. He reaped what he sowed. He did all this to himself, mm-hmm. with his overconfidence in courtroom. The shit talker really sealed the deal for him, though. Really,
that's pretty much what the judge said. Like, the Instagram post and all,
like,
that was
like, just you dug your own grave.
Yeah, he said the judge mentioned that that lyrics in the songs after the incident, they were used in court or in his decision to do that, which I do remember not so long ago there were artists fighting for lyrics not to be used, and I believe Jay-Z was one of the main
proponents
of not using lyrics in court, and just to see that it was one of the deciding factors against artist who his company manages, is like, if that shit really went through, you know what I'm saying, that but that's how this that was a little interesting time. The lady that has been keeping track of the case, her name is Megan too. She just did Vlad today, actually. I watched it, and she basically broke down everything that happened in the court. She said that
Flash should know he'd op. So
who? What?
I said Flash.
Oh yeah. That is what they say. But yeah, she broke down everything that happened in the court. And
yeah, she's been breaking it down like constantly.
Yeah. She's exposing these like Mario, the singer, wrote to the judge on Tori's behalf. Iggy Azalea wrote to on Tori's behalf.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. The court of public opinion is people already didn't fuck with Iggy, so you know whatever there. I guess.
But this one was the court of public opinion. This one was very interesting.
Yeah.
Because it was very divided.
Yeah, but I can't speak for anyone else. I can speak for myself. I always wanted to get to the truth before I said.
I understand.
X or Y.
But I remember.
No, it was, though.
This one was, like, generally, yeah. As we saw with Jonathan Majors, a perfect example.
Yeah.
What we saw with Jonathan Majors, the moment it came out, they're like, oh, he's a piece of shit.
Right.
Like, it was, there was a couple people like, wait.
Yeah.
But I was
one of them.
I would say 95% was like, fuck this motherfucker, right?
Yeah.
But when Tori shit came out, they're like, this is weird. Are we sure Tori did this?
Yeah,
is strange.
Yeah.
And it was like very split.
Yeah.
And I was very surprised about it.
Look, when they had Kelsey, Megan's ex-friend on the stand, that whole thing to me was enough. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know. But her testimony or whatever the case may be was enough for me to be like, oh, no, there's some diabolical shit happening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't really know. I did it. That one was, you're right. It wasn't like as cut and dry as everything else, especially how Meg started it, which is like, oh, I got cut by glass. Oh, I didn't tell him this. Oh, I didn't tell the cops that he shot me because I was trying to protect him. To Kelsey, again, they're back and forth, and then her going to court. It was just too much shit going on. Where the Jonathan Major thing was like you said, everybody was pretty much like, hold on, blah, blah, blah. Then that text message really didn't help.
No.
Even though when I read it, I was like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to sound ignorant, but he don't dress like he beat bitches. like I just don't see so, him. You know what I'm saying?
The crazy thing is, if you go back and read the text messages now, like after finding like all the information, like she was trying to kill herself, and then she locked herself in a room. So now it's like, oh, he was probably like, bitch, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
so he was probably like,
and then she fled the country.
Yeah.
That's about as guilty as you get.
Yeah.
The fleeting.
And the court of public opinion, like nobody has came out and been like, yo, shit, my bad.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
They're about just gonna, that. They're just going to silently watch him in Kang the Conqueror.
Loki season 2 approaching.
I don't know how much he's going to be in it, but because he's barely in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they're keeping it close to the cuff or they're just like, let's just
we're doing reshoots along. Or some shit. Yeah. I don't know.
But
all that is interesting. The more time you spend on Twitter and like involved with these situations, obviously the
you
more
you can go down that rabbit hole.
The more invested you'll be for sure. So it's definitely cool to turn that shit off, so to speak, from time to time.
Or absolutely,
else you will end up arguing with somebody on Twitter about some shit that
or reading an argument.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do enjoy reading arguments all the time. I'm like, y'all pulling out facts.
I like good arguments.
Yeah, I hate
fucking stupid ones.
Yeah.
Or they're like, I'm like, y'all both wrong.
Right.
How
right,
y'all
right,
both wrong?
Right. Yeah, I hate those two. For sure. I'm trying.
Or my favorite is when someone says something stupid and this, you have the but actually guy. But actually.
Yeah. No, that, the readers added thing on the tweet, I'll read that before I even read the tweet,
because that literally was game changer, because now like it literally will be like, this is not true, or like, this is from 2017. It'll tell you like all this shit, like
and that's another reason why I just said what I said, like somebody or whatever actually tell you that you're wrong about some shit. And you don't delete it.
Yeah.
No. You don't be like, oh, shit, my bad. You're right. Like, I've gotten caught several times on Twitter, like, retweeting that fake discussing films page or whatever.
Yeah, or, like, the fake ESPNs.
Right. Yeah. And like, so, and I'll be like, yo, this is fucking crazy. And somebody will be like, hey, bro, that, damn, you're right. Damn, I fucked up. Like, why is that so hard for people to be like, oh, shit, I made a mistake? Like,
or like, oh, they got me.
Yeah.
They like, got me with this. This shit look legit.
Right. Yeah. Legit. Like, shit, I'm sitting here
thinking. Like, the fake ESPNs do good because they got the banner and everything.
Come on, bro.
Come it'll on, be like bro. It'll be like from Shams with his
right.
So like it's just barely fake.
I've gotten caught in that situation too many times for me to even sit and act like I didn't just fuck that up.
Speaking of ESPN, did you see who they chose for First Take with
I saw Richard Sherman.
Yes.
I saw Lil Wayne got something to do.
Richard Sherman is the new co-host though.
Oh, what's Wayne doing?
He'll probably be on there a couple times, but I know.
And then I saw, but this might have been the fake ESPN.
No, but if Rich Sherman's, that was on ESPN.com, so like.
They also said something about Rachel Nichols or whatever. I saw that. Like
First Take?
That's what I saw. That's what I saw.
Okay.
I don't know.
I didn't see that one.
I saw it yesterday, I think. Because somebody said, oh no, they getting wicked. Like.
That's going to be, I don't know, that's going to be interesting to have Richard Sherman on there.
Yeah, because didn't they have a history of, like, going back and forth, name-calling type shit?
Probably. That's probably why they picked him.
Yeah, because they're.
But Skip Bayless hates everybody.
Yeah.
Unless
he's
Michael Jordan.
Or Lil Wayne.
But, I mean, Wayne's not an athlete, though. What I'm saying is, as athletes, he's just on Michael Jordan's dick every day.
He can't lose in these shoes, man. Yeah, but yeah, hopefully Tory gets the help that he needs. And Meg, hopefully she is able to find
closure,
peace, move on with her career. I did just see a trailer dropped by A24. She's going to be in like a musical or something. You didn't see that trailer? Mm-mm. It's like two brothers.
What is it, A24 production?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It's a little out there, but it is like
it's A24.
Yeah. You're right. I think it's like two.
A24 is trying to make a fucking adult Barney movie with Daniel Kaluuya.
Yeah, that might be.
That'd be a banger.
I think Meg is like a boss of this company.
Okay.
And she has two dudes that work for her, and she tells them that they look like they could be brothers. I guess they got like separated at birth. And like one of the boys was with the mom.
And it's a musical?
It's a lot going on.
I'm gonna watch the trailer.
Like little puppet anime puppets or some shit in there. I don't know what the fuck going on. But hopefully, you know, she moves forward with her career amicably. Amicably.
Fucking hell.
Amicably. Let's see what else we got on the docket. Oh, okay, yeah. This is while we're talking about A24 and shit. So Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
You see she's playing Spider-Woman.
Yeah, one of them.
What do you mean by that?
She's not Jessica Drew. She's the other chick.
She is Julia Carpenter.
Yeah, it's a different one. Yeah.
And Madam Webb.
Yeah.
So I wrote in my notes, Dawn, take it away.
I'm not interested in this shit.
You're not interested in Madam Web?
I'm not. No, it's a Sony movie. I don't want to see Morbius. I don't see none of this shit.
Oh, okay.
Why are we watching it? I'm not interested in none of these movies. Craven the Hunter.
Yeah, that one looks a little wild.
A Madam Web movie? Are we fucking serious right now? I love Spider-Woman.
Wait, what is the...
Madam Web was based off of Stan Lee's wife.
Right, but what is she to Spider-Man?
Okay, so... Her first appearance is at the animated series based off of Stan Lee's wife. She's basically like, how can I explain this? She's a weird fucking character. It's like, she's like the voice of the spider realm. Like, so think of the Spider-Verse, right? So it's like when he goes in like the spider dimension, she's like, they're giving him advice and shit. She's like Zordon.
She's Speed Force.
Yeah. She's like Zordon and shit.
Okay.
For Spider-Man.
Okay.
I know they started adding her to comic books and stuff, but I haven't read a lot of Madam Web. I've read a lot of Spider-Woman, like Jessica Drew, great character.
Jessica Drew, I'm speaking about now, does she exist in place of Peter Parker?
No. She's completely separate. Yeah. Oh, okay. Like, so. She was like more like a spy type person. Mm-hmm.
So, and she was already an adult. It wasn't like she wasn't a teenager. And they crossed paths later. But yeah, she's great. She's super strong. And her costume's fire. And I think the carpenter chick, I think she has the black suit, I believe.
Either way, Sydney Sweeney, tights, I'm there.
Right on, brother.
She got them mommy milkers, as they call them.
You got some great New York boobs. You got
great New York boobs.
But I did hear that, but I'm not interested in any Sony production.
Okay, got you.
They're a little, whatever they're fucking trying to do doesn't make any fucking sense.
Right now, I guess. Maybe it'll all come together later.
Let's hope not.
Maybe it'll all come
together. But, yeah.
Speaking of women, again, as we typically do here. So not a single cisgendered man was nominated for Video of the Year at the 2023 VMAs. Sam Smith was nominated, but he identifies as non-binary. So,
okay.
let me see who we got.
What are we?
Hold on.
About here.
Well, the fact that no men have been nominated for Video of the Year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who do we... I care because I don't know how accurate this is.
Like, you're more mad about, like, the actual videos nominated than being men. I don't care.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's no men on there.
I feel like some men have dropped
good videos. What videos are on
there? I was trying to get to that. You keep... Hold on, let me see. I got a front of a ring. On Tuesday, the VMAs announced that this year's contenders for the top honor would include Doja Cat, Attention.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus, Flowers. Nicki Minaj, Super Freaky Girl. Olivia Rodrigo's Vampire. Sam Smith and Kim Unholy. And SZA's Kill Bill.
Oh, that's a good video.
And Taylor Swift's Anti-Hero.
Ugh.
Here's the thing.
That's very on brand for VMAs, though.
Yeah, I guess. Doja Cat's Attention. If I'm not mistaken, and I'm pretty sure I'm not, that's the video she just dropped. She dropped one recently with her and the Satan shit that everybody was talking about. But the one before that, when everybody was like, she's about to be on her hip-hop shit. She's working with Q-Tip or whatever.
No, she wasn't.
Hold on. Let me make sure that I'm not tripping, if that's the video. Because if I'm not tripping, what the fuck? Okay, I'm tripping.
Okay.
Good. I thought it was... I don't even know... I don't even know what.
But that SZA video is fire, though.
Yeah, I have a strong feeling Taylor Swift's going to win.
Of course, bro. Come on.
But I do feel like, but here's the thing too. Let me just be completely honest. If that shit ain't on Twitter, or it's not like on my feed on YouTube, I haven't seen it. So I haven't seen any of these videos except for Miley Cyrus. And I watched that at your house.
I don't listen to most of those people.
Yeah. And
I despise Taylor Swift music and her.
Yeah.
Sam Smith can sing. I don't listen to him anymore, though.
Yeah. That was it for me.
Shelby likes Miley Cyrus, so I've seen that video. I like Doja Cat sometimes. She's her antics are getting a little wild, but
I don't really like Doja Cat. Nikki, I don't remember the super freaky.
That's girl the one where shit. She's like in the kitchen and she's like rubbing on herself.
I didn't yeah. see that.
She has like the polka dots.
I saw the GIF or meme of her doing all that. Mm-hmm. Look very good. Look very good. But I didn't see the video. I don't even think I heard the song. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like I was thinking about this very long and very hard last night when I was like writing the topics and stuff. Cause that it kind of just shocked me. I know, like then I started thinking like what videos have dropped from men. Mm-hmm. This year?
That was my next question.
Yeah, there hasn't been any real needle movers. No, Tyler, Kendrick, as far as, like, big dogs go.
Yeah, what video for Kendrick, though?
I want to say wasn't I Love When You Count Me Out. That was this year, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. But I mean that even that was like more of an artistic approach to me. Like he started off with a therapist and then it went into this other place.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I can't think of like another like a music video.
Like, I understand like, why Lil Tyler didn't get nominated. You
like,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm like, I haven't seen a music video really like this year that I'm like, oh, that was super crazy, like dope. Like the SZA video, I was like, that's dope.
Yeah, like that's. I mean, but that's the only one that I really seen. So
yeah,
I can't really.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Nothing like was like made me reach it, like watch it again.
Yeah,
I mean, kind of videos have been kind of weak for a while.
Though. They have been, and honestly, if we being honest, like I hate to be, like, the men, like aren't really bringing it. I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they just do the generic like. We're in a mansion.
Yeah, or we're in a car, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Beach. That's not to say that, like, the videos that the rappers are choosing or the songs they're choosing to make videos for, like, the songs are great. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Lucky or even Future. Future's been killing shit this year. Like, even him not being nominated because, like, that album dropped last year, I guess. But it was like.
Nominated for what?
Nigga, have you ain't seen 712 PM? That video's crazy, bro. Future got some, but that like, again, this was last year, so yeah, that makes sense, I guess. But I don't know the cycle either because I feel like even Kendrick came out towards what was that?
Yeah, I don't know what dates they're setting on.
Yeah, that's what I want to do research on. That flower song or whatever that I told Shelby and Kamara at your house, I was like, I just don't like this for her. Like, I don't feel like Miley, like, that's a Miley. Like, she's not, I don't know. There's certain parts that are strong, then other parts
Shelby likes Miley. I've never been a fan,
yeah,
like, ever,
yeah.
And I really didn't like her when she did that Mike Will album,
yeah.
That was like the level of my pistosity was that.
But the Jay-Z song was on, dog.
I mean, that song's okay, I guess. Now, I'm not saying she's not talented.
Right. She's definitely
talented. I don't like her music like that. And I definitely didn't like that Mike Will shit because I didn't like
her.
All that shit she was doing. Yeah. I was like, none of this is working.
Yeah. But that was just her rebelling against her.
That's fine.
Her daddy.
But, like, it still was, like...
Her country roots. Right.
Yeah. And then I haven't, like, Taylor Swift.
Never. Taylor got one song out.
She's not even talented to me. She doesn't do anything good to me. I don't like anything she does.
What's that record?
She can't dance.
Yeah, no. She's
She just looks like a girl at
Yeah, she got
Whole
a very
Foods.
Long back.
What is that song?
Fucking, she got fucking fans.
Oh, I do like Bad Blood. I do like that record.
I only know that.
You remember when, like around What a Time to Be Alive views, a time when everybody was like, "Oh, Drake's working with Taylor on her next album." Or whatever.
Oh yeah,
that shit might have been fire.
Maybe.
Oh shit, nigga, I just went to the Matrix. That shit might have been fire, bro. Who knows? I don't know. I just thought that was very interesting.
That is very interesting. Like, it's something you don't think about. Like, yeah. Just being like, oh, there's no men in this category. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. never mind. I don't want to get us in trouble.
Get you in trouble.
No.
I don't. That doesn't mean I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, we are one.
What? No, we're not.
All right. All right, let's stick with women. Barbie, you made a Billy. Sorry. Barbie made a Billy.
Saw that coming a mile away. That movie is fucking crushing it.
Still haven't seen it yet, though, right?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. I guess I'll have to wait. It's definitely going to HBO Max. What do you think? Yeah, Warner Bros.
No, it's Warner Bros. Right? Yeah. But also, after how movies work now, after 45 days, they'll be available for rent. You can watch at home. So once that happens, I'll just tell you to come over. We'll watch it at the crib. Mm-hmm. But it was hot in every market. Yeah. Like it's booming. Like, yeah. And it's like not even, it's not slowing down either. Like it's
still going.
It's still banging out here.
Have you ever seen that director's any of her other films?
Greta? If I'm not mistaken, hold on, let me look at it. Hold on. I'm pretty sure I have.
I don't think I have.
I don't remember the let me see. Yeah, I've seen definitely a couple of her movies. I've seen No Strings Attached. Mm. I've seen Lady Bird.
It's a party.
Yeah, I've seen two of her movies. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean the film. Like you said, it's doing its number. I know people. Marvel fucked the game up in a good way for them, but a bad way for casual moviegoers, I guess. They want everything to be a universe. So people are asking, oh, is Barbie going to have a sequel? Like, why the fuck does Barbie need a sequel?
Now, yeah, I mean, I think inevitably it probably will because it made $1 billion.
I can't see a world.
Yeah, I don't know if they're... I don't think they're going to try to do, like, a world building. I just, like, you can make a Barbie, too, though.
My thing is the only way...
Well, I don't know how it ends, though.
So. Right. But based off of what I've read about the film, it has certain talking points or whatever that really matter. Like, it's not a joke type thing.
No, I know it's, like, there's actually, like, a message in it.
Right. Yeah. So it's like, are you going to do... You can't do that message again. But that's the heart of the film. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you're not going to have something in that next film,
this is the dilemma with movies, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, whenever you have a big film, this is what happens, right?
It just needs to be a big film.
But this is what happens.
Yeah.
They always want you to run it back. Like, the studio, right? And it's happened since the dawn of films were made. Like when say there's a director that starts making bank, right? Mm-hmm. They'll just like, even if they don't like make a sequel, like you're going to make another movie this year. Like they're going to start throwing.
Yeah, that is more.
But I guarantee it's Warner Brothers, bro. Yeah. First off, let's talk about the studio that made this movie, Warner Brothers. They're going to try to make a sequel.
They should just give
or a prequel, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
They're going to try to make a second one.
Yeah.
And it might not even be the same cast. That's what I'm saying. It might be something completely different. But I don't know how soon it'll be. It might not have even happened, but they're going to try.
They should just give Greta a bag and tell her, do whatever the fuck you want. Because she has, her vision has proven
made. Her next movie is going to be whatever she wants.
Yeah. Yeah.
She earned that right.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, fucking. It's crazy. $1 billion. Like,
and I think what they said, Oppenheimer is at the end of his theatrical run. I think it did 900. So, not bad.
That's,
not bad at all.
That's very good for the movie of that like type. Like, because, you know, it's harder subject matter.
Yeah.
It's not an easy movie to digest either because it's so like layered.
Yeah.
But it's all, you know, it's a very depressing movie.
How many sex scenes were in that movie?
One. No, they had sex the first time.
I remember, and when she made him read the book or whatever.
That was the first time.
Yeah.
Then he had sex in the hotel room with her.
We saw that, though? Or we saw the aftermath of them just sitting in the chair naked.
And in the courtroom, they were having sex in the courtroom
the Vision. Remember, they were actually, she was riding. Yeah. But, that's still a sex scene. They were, she was bouncing on his dick in the Vision, but.
I just saw people talking about it. Like, I didn't, but maybe that's because my brain.
As far as like them making it seem like it's just like there's sex everywhere. That's not the case.
Yeah, that's what more of what I'm talking
about. Because I was like, I mean, we get to see Florence Pugh's titties twice. Yes. But other than that, it's really not that sex. And then the Vision sex scene only lasts like 10 seconds.
And it's. Her, yeah,
from his wife's perspective.
Yeah.
So Florence Pugh is like looking at her while she's like riding.
Yeah,
but it's just a vision.
Yeah, great film, A plus all around.
Yeah. There's, and you don't see the physical drums get bombs get dropped on anybody. Test run, but you just hear what happens. But but Christopher Nolan makes bank every time though. So.
You know, part of me feels like had he would have just dropped Tenet on HBO, it might have rang off more because we were in the pandemic, though.
Maybe.
Because I saw someone saying today that film didn't get enough praise, because it's a good movie.
Yeah, it came out at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
But look, with that situation, he was already on the out with Warner Brothers, right? He was already pissed at them.
Yeah.
So the reason he wanted to at least put it in theaters is because you get residuals from that. Because remember, streaming is the whole point of the strike, is that they're not getting residuals. Mm-hmm. So he already got paid for his director's part. The movie's been made, right? Mm-hmm. So like, putting it on streaming doesn't benefit him in any way.
Right.
It benefits the studio, sure.
Right.
But I don't know if that was the type of movie that people would subscribe to HBO Max for. Because they already have trouble getting people on the platform.
Yeah.
And then when they changed the name to Max, they lost 18 million subscribers.
Yeah.
So, because of a name change. So, because the rollout was so fucking confusing. Why is it not just HBO Max then? What is Max? Yeah. What's the difference?
Like, we pushing it to the Max, nigga. Like, y'all already at the Max.
So, I mean, and you just think of the movies they did release on there, like Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm. Got a sequel, though.
Right, barely.
Yeah.
Like, it scraped just past the line. It got a C-, so they're like, you pass. So, and then the Godzilla movie got airdropped on there. And that was a whole fucking problem.
Was it?
Yeah, because Legendary was like, they didn't really want to do that either. Because, you know, you're not recouping like what you paid for it. That was the whole thing. Like, I don't really know if there would have been a difference. I mean, I would have took the chance with the theaters as well, to be honest with you. If you're, especially since him movie going is like the way he makes the movie. You really want to see his movies in theaters first because he films them that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, I don't know. But we fuck it all saw it together, so.
Yeah, you were at the theater or something?
Yeah, because that was like cheap as fuck. It was like $149 and we were like 20 deep in that bitch.
Yo, so let's say you and Shelby, y'all laid up, right? Y'all watching a movie on TV or whatever. Y'all eating y'all snack. Do y'all eat snacks in the bed?
Yeah.
I some people do, some people don't.
We have little trays.
Oh, okay. So this might not. You know, I was eating some popcorn watching fucking Avatar. Uh-huh. The Last Airbender, not the blue people.
I know what you're talking
about. Oh. And nigga, popcorn is probably the worst snack to eat in bed. Because, you know, little crumbs of the popcorn get all over the bed and shit. You know, like the pieces break off.
Not for Shelby.
Why not? Well, I'm not talking about you pop the popcorn. I'm talking about, like, if you go buy a bag of, like,
hot popcorn or some shit. Those, you know, crumble, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Popcorn might possibly be the worst snack to eat in bed. I can't think of anything else that...
Anything crumbly.
Yeah.
Is bad.
Oh, cookies, I guess, then.
Yeah, like
Chips Ahoy. Chips Ahoy gotta be the bottom tier cookie, right?
Absolutely.
That's crazy. How the fuck are they stealing? Who keeping these niggas?
Not me.
The Chewy, I give them the Chewy. Because
we want chewy cookies.
Yeah,
we don't want these crunchy shits.
Yeah,
I hate crunchy cookies.
Chips Ahoy, Chips Ahoy has to be the worst.
Whenever they used to come in those like snack packs, I would just leave it alone. I wouldn't even fucking touch it. Yeah. I don't want crunchy cookies.
Beat those shits.
I don't
to
know
the
why
dumps.
They're even an option.
Yeah.
Who wants crunchy
cookies? Oreos are good. Nutter Butters.
But I don't classify Oreo as like a cookie.
What do you call
it? It's like a sandwich.
Okay.
It's like an icing sandwich. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying like a chocolate chip cookie. I don't want it to be crunchy. I want it to be soft and gooey, right? Like, come on,
man. Chips Ahoy. Y'all get together, man. Whoever keep y'all. Nabisco, whoever keep y'all niggas alive, bro.
You know what snack? Sweet snack is really good, but no one ever talks about it.
What?
Circus cookies, bro.
Circus cookies.
It's the animal crackers with the frosting.
Oh,
and
yeah,
sprinkles.
Yeah. But can't eat too many, but they are
They
good.
Will make your stomach hurt.
Yeah, you can't eat too many. But
and
they
I
are
saw
great.
I saw someone make a circus cookie cheesecake. And I was like, I need that in my life.
Wow. A circus cookie cheesecake.
Yeah, that looked fire. I was like, I don't know who made it, but I want it.
Yeah. Nah. Chips Ahoy is white. Anyways. So,
bottom tier snack for sure.
Bottom tier fucking snack, bro. Chips Ahoy. If I even see blue wrapping in the fucking bag, bro, I'm going to get upset. Like,
it's like when you buy those chip packs. And then all you have left is regular Lay's. Because that's the last thing everybody...
Oh, no, regular Lay's are crazy.
I like regular Lay's, right. But I'm saying it's like that situation
where
you eat everything but those first.
And you got it. Yeah.
It's because we all eat the hot chips first.
Of course.
So, like, the Lay's are like... Or in my household, it'd probably be the sour cream and onion last.
Oh, yeah,
because I don't really like that flavor. But...
Fritos, too.
But I'll flip those in a Frito pie, though.
Oh, okay, yeah, I don't...
Because, you know, really I make chili, so I'll just flip that bitch.
Yeah, I don't really get creative.
Or you can make, like, a nacho, because you could...
This shit's just be sitting in a box fucking with me. Oh, God.
That's a salty-ass chip, though.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. All right, so my last topic on the docket. Let's take it back to music.
Is it a doozy?
A little bit. Okay. I'm kind of mad we can't play the clip, because my fucking signal up here sucks. But basically, the rapper Reason, he is signed to TDE.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me that. Okay, yeah, so I didn't know this even happened, so you're going to have to fill me in.
So he went on to this show called Back on Fig, and it was one of the guys used to be with Adam. It's one of the guys that left Adam 22 show.
Yeah.
When they all split up. But anyway, he's been streaming live for a while. But Schoolboy Q's been on there. Absol's
been on there. He's from Fig as well.
Who else that you know? I know Q and Absol went to the show for sure.
Uh-huh.
But Reason has been on there. Now apparently Reason and Trail, the guy who operates Back on Fig or whatever his name is, Trail. He used to be Tyga's right hand man. When Tyga was coming up.
Oh, okay. He's Lime and the Coconut.
Yeah. He helped him with his last King clothing brand and all that shit. Okay. Like this around that time.
Okay.
But anyways, you know.
And Reason to sign a TDE.
Reason to sign a TDE.
Yeah.
So, and T-Rail has a relationship with, obviously has a relationship
Absolutely.
With TDE and those guys, Wooty Woot West Coast. So Reason was like, yo, you know, his album is coming out Friday to tomorrow.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, tonight rather.
Okay.
So he went on to promote the album. And the president of TDE, which his name is, what's this nigga name? Even when I read his name, I was like, yo, what the fuck? Musa. Called in on the show and was like, yo, what'd he say? He called him. He asked him, can y'all name 10 Reason songs? He asked the host of the show. Can y'all name? This is live, too. Like, it's, you know, streaming is live.
So the president of TDE called in on Reason's promo tour.
Right.
And asked the host, can you name 10 Reason songs?
Right.
Unannounced.
Yes. But he was watching the stream.
Because it was live, yeah.
Right. I know, yeah. So Reason... I didn't go back and watch the full episode.
Sure.
But apparently Reason went on Peter Rosenberg.
Okay.
And he went on Joe Budden. And I guess they were asking him, what's the hold up with the music and blah, blah, blah. reason in his mind was like, yo, it's the label. Okay. I went to them. I told them I got X amount of projects ready. You know, this, this, and that. We got to fight tooth and nail type shit, right? So back on Fig, like I said, Musa was watching, and he probably was like, all right, this nigga wants some attention. I'm finna give him some attention, right? Mind you, Musa is the son of Top, Top Dog. So when Day Free left, TDE, he was the president when he left to go start PG Lane with Kendrick. I guess Musa moved up. So again, he asked them niggas to name 10 Reason songs. They couldn't do it. All right. Then he said, Day Free said, don't sign him. Him as in Reason. He's a substitute teacher. Then he said, he was sitting in a room with two men that don't know your music. You can't blame the label. These were just like highlights of what Musa said on the thing. So Reason was like, look, do you want to have a conversation or do you want to go viral? Like, which one do you want to do? And I guess him
asked,
yeah, he was like, because if you want to have a conversation, you know, I haven't lied yet.
Wow, that's a very even keel answer, though. Because a lot of people would be like, what the fuck you talking about?
Yeah.
So he kept it.
He definitely handled himself well. Obviously, so the exchange went viral on Twitter-ish, viral-ish.
Yeah, that's.
Obviously, a lot of people were on Reason's side, like, absolutely. Yo. TDE's
that's bad business, bro. Yeah.
TDE's been a cancer. Don't wonder why Kendrick left. Like, all these things start flying out, right? Like, everybody. So Punch, who's more vocal, obviously, than Top Dog.
Absolutely.
Comes on there. And Punch, to me, is a... I don't want to call him a manipulator. But he is great at spin, though.
Yes.
Like... And that's, he was just spinning people the whole time. But to me, even with the SZA situation.
Yeah. He was very vocal about that.
Yeah, they always say, you know, oh, it's just an artist and their feelings and blah, 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 blah. Like, they don't take accountability.
We can't.
Brandon had quote tweeted it and said something.
Look, and
like that's to how be they transparent, play or some shit.
Brandon has actually been in these rooms, so he knows. He's actually Miles as well. They both been in these rooms with these people, and they kind of see how it operates on the back end. So stuff that you don't normally see.
He kind of alluded to like these the games they play type shit, like,
right.
Kind of what Brandon was alluding to.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. It's scary because. I remember a conversation happened a couple months back about, like, Top Dog ain't shit without Kendrick. Like, not that it wouldn't be shit, it's that it ain't shit that Kendrick's not there anymore. Like, we don't care about these. I say, obviously, the people have Absol and Q close to their hearts because of, like, Control System and what was Q's album at that time?
Habits and Contradictions?
Yes. Like, those two albums were, like, held very near and dear to that grassroots.
Yeah, I mean, okay, consumers. So, well, so the first thing is, I think that question he posed is the right question. Like, do you want to have a conversation or do you want to go viral? Because, like, if you're working at my label, like, I don't give a fuck what Day Free told you.
Yeah.
Because I'm signed.
Yeah.
Like, y'all signed me regardless of who told you what. So now I am your artist.
Mm-hmm.
My album is ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going on a press tour.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the same thing when you do movies, right? You go to all these places, like, and they ask you, you're doing press tour all day.
Yeah.
And you're probably, like, you'll have some unique interviews here and there. But, like, most of you're getting asked the same questions over and over and over again, right? You know, a lot of these... interviewers are just going by the book. They don't know all your work. So, like, it's going to happen. Like, and in saying, can you name 10 Reason songs is a little unfair.
Mm-hmm.
Because y'all haven't put his album out yet. And he's been on a lot of features.
Yeah.
I know a lot of his fucking features.
Yeah.
But, like, just to be like, do you know 10 Reason songs? Especially, like, off the cuff.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
Because even if he did it to Joe Budden, I don't know if Joe Budden could, like, off the cuff, just be like 10 off the rip.
I couldn't name 10 Joe Budden songs.
But, and it's not that you don't know, you're not aware who that is.
Right. It's just, yeah.
But, yeah, but so, and I just think that is like ugly business. And there's no way Punch can spin that to make it make sense.
Yeah.
To call in on a live stream of your artist's own thing. So, now it could create
conversation
buzz about the album.
Because that was the initial. People were like, "Oh, this is their pro. This is how they pro. Like, this is their rollout.
This is their rollout.
Every time they're getting ready to put something out, is blah blah blah." But you could tell that was it, because even T-Rail and the other host were like,
"What the fuck?
Oh shit!" Like, and then he even asked T-Rail, he was like, "Do you know Reason?" And T-Rail was like, "Nah." He's like, "You only know him because he fuck with us, right? Like, he wouldn't be in that room if y'all didn't fuck with us, type shit." And he was like, I mean, that's part of the reason, yeah. So it was like, essentially, he took the gloves off, it cut straight to the meat and potatoes of the shit, and was like, look, Reason ain't out here grinding hard enough. Y'all don't even know who 10 songs, and he wouldn't even be here on his own merit if he didn't fuck with us. So all that, it's the label, and look where you at right now, type shit. So on that end of it,
he's right on that.
He's right.
But I'm saying
the delivery is horrible.
The whole thing was terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, but that's, as a label, you're supposed to do. You're saying the things you're supposed to do. Yes, you're supposed to get your artists in these rooms.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And then what he was saying is, my album's delayed because the label hasn't put it out yet.
Yeah.
That is a factual thing. You can't put it out without the label's permission.
I wonder if they don't put out these certain artists. Like SZA, for instance. What took her SOS so long to come out? Was it that they truly believed, that her album wasn't ready? And the songs that she ended up adding, or the mixes that ended up, or the features were like, okay, this is, we putting everything behind this. Because we see what SOS did for her.
Yeah.
It was a phenomenal album. Still in my rotation. Very good records. Just like Control was. But, is that the reason why TDE in particular? Because we always, but I always believed like TDE was so hands-on and like.
Yeah, so that was kind of my second point.
Perfectionist.
I was like, so we talk about the Kendrick, right? We say the Kendrick thing. I mean, they're going to be always intrinsically linked because they started. That was all the from the ground up.
Yeah.
It was them four. Black Hippie was the beginning.
Yeah.
It was J-Rock, Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q, Absol.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to be honest about it, J-Rock was actually the first person that actually got physically signed. He was signed to Strange Music with Tech N9ne.
Yeah.
And he had a whole album
out
before anybody else.
Yep. Feature with Lil Wayne.
And what really, and then, yes, Kendrick dropped Overly Dedicated. That was the first, like, that and Setback Schoolboy Q, right, were like the first, like, TDE, like, full, like, projects,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But then Section 80 is where it became, like, oh, they're here. That's when they started popping up in features and doing all these other things. And then that was, after that was Control System and Habits of Contradictions. And that's kind of what set them all up, like, on a path.
Yeah.
But it was them four.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing that TDE was good at was their artist selection.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think they have, like, a bad artist on their roster. Like, SZA was signed. And then we know what happened when Good Kid, Bad City dropped. That was, like, pandemonium.
Over.
So, but we have that. Then they signed SZA, Isaiah Rashad,
mm-hmm,
right? Now we're dipping in. We have a Southern artist.
Yeah.
Isaiah Rashad. And then, I like Sir a lot too.
Yeah,
like Sir makes banging music. Like,
Sir's dope.
But they don't really use him either.
Right.
So, and the Absol rollout was very weird.
Yeah.
J Rock's last album was a banger though.
Yeah.
So the core four generally has like good shit. But mm-hmm. Now Kendrick is gone. But Kendrick earns the right to leave.
Yeah.
He has done, I think he's graduated from this point. He now could be a J. Cole. He can do his own thing, and he has like a creative house because he's that type of person.
Yeah.
Like, where I think he has like He has a specific vision, and it always works.
Right.
And he takes his time. He's not a – and I think he would give the people that he brings on to that camp the same courtesy.
Right.
Which is what J. Cole does, which is why they're successful.
Right.
And they're two completely different. Like,
right.
I don't think they'll be the same in any capacity, but he earned the right to do that. He's had Grammys, awards, platinum plaques. He can go off and do his own thing now. And then, like, we don't know what Schoolboy Q's doing. Like, Absol's album just dropped, but it kind of, like, we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
And I like a lot of that album, yeah. But I'm saying, like, their strategy now is a little strange.
I think that...
The Kendrick thing is definitely a blow, no matter what you say. That was the biggest artist.
Yeah.
Like, losing your biggest artist is never good.
I think that the Absol thing... Because it came out, he tried to kill himself.
Yeah.
During that time, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying. I don't know that. It's strange, but I think they give them the grace. But at the same time,
What happened was when TDE first started, it was just TDE. Then they got absorbed
and all that shit.
Right. Yeah. So now these people are. They are executives, right?
Yeah.
Like, so now they're not thinking from the ground anymore. They're thinking as an executive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you see this change happen. And unfortunately, this is what happens when you deal with executives. Like, you have the late rollouts and things. Because they're going to do it on their time because they're the ones putting the money up.
He also... Musa or whatever also brought up that Reason kept saying something about like he could have had an ESTG feature. And Musa was like, what was the ESTG feature going to do for Reason though? What was it going to do for Reason though? Like, he kept saying that. And I was thinking, like,
see, that is a private conversation.
Yeah, but see, that's you hit the nail on the head. Because I was listening to somebody else who is involved with Back On or Fig Mute. It's called Fig Mute. They got different shit or whatever. Right. But they all, like, clicked up type shit. But it's different channels.
Mm-hmm.
Another dude who brought Reason to TDE was on the Fig Munity or whatever.
Okay.
And the guy interviewing him asked, like, yo, what the fuck was that all about type shit? Mm-hmm. And he said what you just said, like, Reason brought a private conversation to the masses. So that's the response that you get from somebody when, you know, you take a living room conversation and bring it to the fucking masses. And I was like, okay, that kind of makes sense. But again, I just don't appreciate how he was talking to him. Like, that shit wasn't cool.
He was trying to sell him.
Yeah, type shit. Like, I don't know. Hands would have had to been thrown to something. But then, shit, who says it stops there? My thing is, but to go back to the ESTG feature, ESTG is he popping. Like, anytime he dropped, niggas is talking about ESTG. Like, he's a phenomenal rapper.
And then what would that do for Reason? It would open him up to newer fans.
Yeah.
Because they would be like, oh, I like ESTG. Who is Reason?
Right.
If they don't know who that is.
Right, right.
Of course.
Yeah. Anybody who's popping and does a feature with something, like, that's since the beginning of time. Like, If fucking Dalton got on the record.
Because Reason is good.
Yeah.
I want to get that out the way. Reason can rap.
Yeah. I like him.
I liked every feature he's been on.
I think a lot of these dudes just don't have personality too, though. So that kind of hurts. Like, where.
So, yeah, I mean, but here, like, with that kind of stuff is like. Some people don't know how to be anybody but themselves.
Right.
And, like, they're not going to – some people aren't bubbly or they're not charismatic. That's just natural.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because that is part of it, too. Like, you just going to have normal people on here. Like, he just he's just a normal guy from where he's from. Yeah. And he just trying to make it. Like, yeah. So, like, not everybody just going to be like, I'm out here doing my thing.
Right,
like,
right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? Like,
but I do believe that there is an outlet for just about – every type of so if you are a more reserved person, maybe you can go to Rory Ma. You know what I'm saying? If you more hyped or whatever, you could go chill with Kai Sinet or whatever and hop on his stream and do all that shit like Uzi or 21 or I Spike, like these type of people who, you know what I'm saying? Wisconsin, that shit. Did you see that shit? The New York shit?
Yeah, the like little riot or whatever. Turned to a riot.
Yeah. But I will say this about Kai. He didn't even, because he been released, but he just did like a little stream.
Yeah, he did a response.
Yeah. He didn't realize like how much power he had.
Yeah.
And that got to be crazy to think about. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Like, I want somebody.
Because
he's only like 21, bro.
Yeah. But also like his type of like performance. Mm-hmm. It's all digital, so right. Like, he's not physically, like, you're like, oh, I have 2 million people on my stream.
Right.
You're not realizing what 2 million people right. really is, right?
It's behind
because it's just a number on your right. dial, but you're yeah. like, oh, I got 2 million, dope.
Yeah.
And you know, he's getting money, which is great.
Right.
But when you go to, like, New York, I'm going to give away PS5, right? But then the crowd, and you're like, oh, this is really that amount of people.
That shit crazy.
Like, I know it wasn't 2 million, but yeah. I'm saying, like, you realize, like, oh fuck! Like yeah. seeing those actual physical numbers, you're like, oh, and that's how quick things can get out of hand,
right?
And I know he was doing it for the right reasons. Yeah. Like I know he was just engaging,
trying to get back and engage.
Then,
yeah,
and then like I hate that he got arrested for yeah. it because it was his event, but I don't think it was his fault. It was a riot.
I heard that he went about doing it properly, like got yeah. the city involved and the police. So I'm not really sure. That's what I heard. I don't know if that could be true if he still ended up getting arrested, though. And he got charged for inciting a riot or whatever the yeah. case may be. But even the Uzi video for I Just Want to Rock, Uzi hit him and was like, yo, I want to do the video out there, tell everybody. And they didn't know if it was going to be like it was in the video. Like you can see literally like police and kids all outside,
and then
this
like
is crazy to
yeah,
know you
because like look at I mean, and this kid just talks
yeah, and you do like goofy shit.
I know, but
yeah.
but I'm saying he's just in a room,
yeah, yeah
right.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
he's not trying to like put on a production. He's yeah. just like I'm out here. Like, he's just chilling, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
we're watching him chill,
right, right.
Yeah, it's just like, but that is, but people watch him for his personality, mm-hmm. really, and then like he gets to talk to people like that are rant, like he had a. Fuck a Tiana Trump interview. That was fucking random as shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But like that's the type of shit you don't think about.
Right.
Like, you're just like, all right.
But that's what I'm, you know, allude, like there's people for that have a following that will engage with you or whatever.
Yeah.
And I feel like Reason is like you said, he's dope. I think I remember when the wave started and then he was on the Lambo truck or whatever, yep. right? Mm-hmm. Which was big for him because everybody was talking about that for a little bit. But, yeah, bro, like, I think Musa had the right idea, just the wrong delivery.
Yeah, like, what he was saying is not factually incorrect.
Yeah. I don't know about the substitute teacher part. Because who are you substitute teacher for? Like...
Yeah, I think he meant is like he's like a placeholder type rapper.
Yeah, like
he get like he gonna get you like an album in between Kendrick. And
right, right,
blah,
right,
blah, blah.
Right, right, right.
You're
right.
just there to yeah. hold the place.
I think that's what everybody like at a point in time. I think that's what everybody was kind of like thinking though.
But either way, like
which is bad to
either
think
way that is your artist.
Yeah,
and you got to stand behind him. And so now, I mean, what Reason's learning now is how to navigate this game because right. like you signed, bro. This is part of. You got to learn how to navigate that.
My opinion for Reason, yeah. my best advice, he was on Rory's album.
Yeah.
I told you about that feature. Yeah. It was really dope record. Yeah.
That album's good.
Yeah. He should just work with Rory because they seem to have great chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say that it's going to be to the masses or anything,
yeah,
but at least you get to be around creative
yeah,
people.
Yeah, I don't think Reason's ever going to be like mega numbers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But... I think he could be just like, I mean, I think he's, I'm going to listen to his album, but I think he can be like, he's definitely a mean feature artist. Like, he mm-hmm. makes good features. Like,
yeah.
so he could do that
yeah.
forever.
It's scary, bro, being an artist. Like, I mean,
running the landscape's crazy, but.
Especially if you're for like a niche crowd of people. Like, you almost have to want to
and,
be.
Yeah, and then what could he really do in that situation? I mean, yeah, do you get rah-rah? Or, you know, you just be like, I just feel like that should have been a phone call after the interview.
Yeah.
But
he could have waited.
That's just me.
Yeah.
You know, they got more money than I'll ever have. So, like,
I don't know about that.
No, I'm saying, like, they got more money than I'll ever have. So, so like, that, you know, their mentality is different when you're,
when there's
millions involved.
Of course.
Instead of chips and soda.
Yeah, you almost have to be a star, though, to even, right now.
Yeah.
To even cut through for real.
Yeah. There's
this exceptions to the game, too, though.
The game is so fucked up, right? Because I look at, this is how fucked up the game is. And we're going to end soon. But this is how fucked up the game is, right? I remember when we first started out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I was just so excited to just try to get in. Now I'm like, why did I ever want part of this shit, man? Like I look at it, I'm like, I really like, because like nothing about it
is appealing.
It's like anything in my bones like that I would want.
Right.
I was so blinded by everything else.
Yeah, what could be.
But see, and then I was talking to Josh, my barber.
Yeah. Shout out to Josh.
Because we I don't know how we got on the topic, but he was like, how do you, like, he was like, hey, he was like, Don, I have a question I've been asking everybody I cut today. He was like, how do you define success?
Mm.
I was like, that's a fantastic question, because, like, this answer is going to be different everybody you ask. And I was like, to me, like, some people define success as monetary, like how much money you get, that's successful.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, but that's not necessarily true. Like, because, like, say, like, you're running a marathon and you're like, I'm going to run a 4-mile marathon, and you finish it. That is a success, right? Mm-hmm. You successfully completed. Did you get paid for it? No, but you successfully finished your task, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, so with the music stuff that we did, he was like, do you find it successful? I was like, yes, because I did everything I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
It might not have been on the level that I like dreamed about, but I was like, but I did those things. Mm-hmm. I did go across country.
Mm-hmm.
I did do it with the homies.
Mm-hmm.
I did make albums.
Mm-hmm.
I did stuff with people I didn't know I was ever going to meet. You know what I'm saying? Like, we did go to South by. We did do Dolly Sam. We went to Atlanta. I've done all these things that, you know, I was just thinking about at one point, and I did them. Yeah, I might not have made $1 million from it or anything, but the point is I did it. So I successfully did what I set out to do, regardless of what. So I was like, success to me is just like, you know, if you have something in mind and you complete that objective, basically, that is a success. So I successfully got married. I successfully had my son, and then everything like that, and I'm doing everything I can, that's successful to me.
Right.
So, but some people be like, oh, success to me is just on the grind getting this money, which is fine. If that's what you want to do. But I was like, so.
Anytime Dexter from Dexter's Laboratory got his formula or built what he was trying to build, he would always shout, success!
Yeah.
Right after he did it, right?
Yeah.
Hold it up in the air, proud. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
then DD coming, fuck that shit up, bro. But, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
That is a way to measure success. But you're absolutely right about the other part, too. You look at this shit and like, why did I?
Yeah, why am I?
Well, I should have listened to my dad. Like, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I feel like,
but I would say, like, I'm glad I did those things.
Oh, yeah, facts.
And then, like, this is just part of, like, the next generation past us. Like, they you just got to get it so quick.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, the 20s is where you're supposed to fuck up. Yeah. And experiment. Like, so if you do get rich doing some shit, great. But if you don't, bruh, you're only in your 20s. You're going to fuck up.
Yeah. For sure.
So you don't have to move out your parents' house. You do whatever you need to do, bro. Like experiment, try shit out. Date people, see what you like, what you don't like. You're not going to have it all figured out yet. Shit, I don't have it all figured out yet. I'm on my 30s.
I don't know. The game is fucked up, though.
Yeah,
that's a fucking fact. It definitely it's definitely disheartening to see this shit. Like, it's not about talent anymore, as cliche as that is to say, because we've been saying it for a while. It really isn't about talent, because anybody can rap. Like, I said this years ago. Anybody can literally make a rhyme. It's about everything else behind
the rhyme. Went to the hat store, bought me a hat.
Yeah. Speaking of, we could really end. Did you hear Melly Mel's?
It's terrible.
All right, just making sure. He put the rah.
Yeah. Kind of had to, though. That's like his signature, but...
Bro, I haven't heard that shit in so long.
Let's just get this out of the way right now. I don't give a flying fuck what Melly Mel got to say about anything.
Who said... Did you say that Melly Mel... We talked about this yesterday,
on
right?
On the phone, yeah.
Yeah, you said... Well, Melly Mel said that Eminem was the piss on the elevator of hip-hop.
I didn't say that.
I'm saying this is what Melly Mel... You said Melly Mel said that, though, right?
I didn't... No, that's not what we talked about.
Oh, where did I get that from?
I don't know.
You said that, motherfucker.
No, I didn't. I said... He was their whole beef started because he was talking about, someone asked him, was Eminem top five? And he was like, he a good rapper.
But he white.
And and he's like, he sell more than anybody, but he white.
Yeah.
So he can't be top five. And I was like, all right.
Oh, somebody said he'd have pissed on the elevator of hip hop. And I was like, God damn.
That's crazy.
You didn't say that shit?
I didn't say that shit.
Who the fuck said that?
Because that's something I would say.
I said that. You said that. He said
no,
that.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Look, I don't listen to... Melly Mel.
Shout out to Melly Mel, I guess.
But yeah, he put out a diss to Eminem and it was terrible.
That shit crazy.
It was like a count to eight.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, this has been another action-packed episode of the Step Brothers Podcast. As long as Amanda and Dalton don't have to be parents next week, we will be here. If they do, then we won't. That's just our schedule now. Yeah,
that's what happens out here when you...
We will get a guest in here pretty soon. I've been talking to some people. Still waiting for Hoops to respond to my DM.
Yeah, okay.
She hasn't.
I hold my breath on that one.
Yeah, don't do that, because we're gonna. And y'all have a good week, man. We dropping this Monday, right?
Always.
Yeah, we're dropping it Monday, so y'all listen to this Monday, whatever. Make y'all critique.
And I guess listen to Reason's album, see what it's like.
Yeah, y'all listen. I think it's called... Look, I ain't never been on a Reason train. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just don't like to see the little guy get picked on. You know what I'm saying? So
by his own boss.
Yeah, I feel a certain type of way.
Yeah.
So I am going to listen to Reason's album and see what he talking about. Because Don said he rap good.
He does rap good.
Our friend Kyle produced Lambo Truck, right? So that was the record he was on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to check that out. Don got to help me with that wedding speech. Oh, and I guess we got to put a playlist together for Amanda's wedding. We going to be busy these next couple months.
All twerking music.
Yeah. Right. But, yeah, we'll see y'all next week, man. Y'all enjoy. Peace out. Love each other.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.